no lo dejes para el último momento. Aprenderán inglés mientras viven mil aventuras. No olvides preguntar por el resto de campamentos e inversiones de la línea Junior de Vaughan.
Lengua, un 8, bien, bien. Matemáticas, un 9.5, muy bien. Educación física, un 10, toma ya. Inglés, un 3, Marquitos, ven para acá.
¿Tus hijos llevan flojillo el inglés?
Esta Semana Santa disfrutarán de sus vacaciones mientras se divierten de verdad y aprenden inglés en nuestras clases intensivas Easter Impacts. Y de 10 a 2 de la tarde, clases con el método Vaughan para niños y juegos para que se empiecen a expresar en inglés. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
¿Quieres clases de inglés o aprender inglés? Si quieres clases, pareceremos caros. Pero si quieres una solución de verdad, somos los más baratos. Es más, somos los únicos.
Sitting in a seat, T-A-L-K-I-N-G. Marta and Mickey in front of the mic. Tune in at 2, it's something that you'll like. Marta and Mickey, an unbeatable team. Listen to them and learning English will be a dream. They talk and they teach and they talk. Listen to them when you run or when you walk. Marta and Mickey, what were we gonna say? I can't remember, but it'll blow you away.
Hello everybody, this is the Marta and Mickey show, the best
Are you feeling alright, Towers?
No virus, I think, yeah.
She's got a fever.
Alright, no way, no way. So the best place to be between 2 and 3, that's what I wanted to say. Mickey Leonard, how are you doing today?
Doing alright, it's been a bit of a crazy day here in Madrid. It's a bit mad in Madrid.
Yeah, it's been crazy today at work.
Yeah.
Guys, we hope you're doing well. We're going to start. We have a new challenge ready for you like we always do. And we're going to start by reviewing yesterday's challenges. All right, so my challenge to you yesterday is very similar to... I don't know why there are so many hearts in my challenges.
A lot of love, Towers. A lot of love. I, you know, all right.
I really appreciate your help.
And this one was... agradezco tu ayuda de corazón.
Exactly. Agradezco tu ayuda de corazón.
Agradezco a tu ayuda, ¿ya? Yeah?
Agradezco tu ayuda.
Ah, not a.
No,
okay,
a.
Great.
I mean, agradezco tu ayuda.
Tu ayuda.
So, very good, Mickey. That was my challenge for you guys. And Mickey's challenge was?
It was to translate the following sentence into English. Lo dio todo para impresionarla.
And I think it was something like... He went all out to impress her.
Very good. You nailed it. He went all out. You went all out to remember that challenge.
Yeah. Lo da todo.
Yeah.
All right. Those were yesterday's challenges. We have two new challenges, like we always do, but that's for in a few minutes. Okay? We'll talk to you about them in a few minutes. We talked about, grammar, an expression. You know what? Mickey said to me, Marta, you're stubborn. And I said to him, look who's talking.
I'm stubborn. Look who's talking.
No, look who's talking.
Look who's talking.
Mickey, I'm sorry to say this, but you're a bad person.
I'm a bad person. Really? You're going to call me a bad person? Mm-hmm. Look who's talking. Look what you did.
And that means, pero mira quién habla. Anda que tú. No? I mean, anda que tú, mira quién habla. Mickey, I have to say that you spend too much money on makeup.
I spend too much money on makeup. Look who's talking. You're like Donald Trump's cousin.
Mickey, you're always complaining.
No, I'm always complaining.
Look at you.
Look who's talking. Look who's talking. You're complaining now.
All right, guys. So that was yesterday's grammar point. It was really an expression. Look who's talking. And the intonation is key there.
And also, we mentioned yesterday that in Spanish, you use the present simple. Mira quién habla.
Yeah.
And in English, we would say, mira quién está hablando.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the difference. We use present continuous, so make sure that you use that tense.
All right, guys. And in trending topic, we talked about talking on the phone. We saw some key sentences. For example, how would you say, tengo una llamada perdida?
I've got a missed call from this number.
Very good. I got a missed call from this number. Not a lost call. A missed call.
A missed call. Okay.
¿Cómo te puedo ayudar?
How may I help you?
Very good. How may I help you? How can I help you? Very good. ¿Podría esperar un segundito? But imagine this is on the phone.
Yeah. Could you hold the line for a second?
Very, very good.
Could you please hold for a second?
Very good. Está comunicando.
The line's busy.
Very good. Se está comunicando, comunica, it's busy. Okay, it's like, está ocupada. Do you remember what we say when we want to clarify a vowel or a letter? So, for example, can you please write down my number? Or, not my number, my name. My name is M for Madrid, A for Apple. So I would say that, and you say as in.
I would say, yeah. For example, my email address is M as in Madrid. Yeah. A as in Apple.
Exactly. Right. No, that's not true.
It's not?
M. Leonard?
Whoa, but my middle name.
I thought you said your email address.
For a bonus point, Towers, what is my middle name?
Alexander,
that's right.
What's my middle name?
You don't have one.
I don't have one. Very good, Mickey. Very good.
By the way, when I was on the radio on Friday, it was last Friday, I was on No Excuses with Fitz and Kyle Miller. And guess who I met?
One of our listeners?
One of our listeners. A man by the name of Pablo Serrano.
Oh, really?
And Pablo, the penny dropped. This is a good expression. It's like the penny dropped.
Caí en la cuenta.
Exactly. The penny dropped and I realized that Pablo Serrano was the student who was always on Fitz's radio show. He's the air traffic controller.
Oh, of course.
And Pablo asked me, he said, can I ask you a question? He's like, why do you call Marta Towers? Her surname is Martinez. And I said, yeah, but she's got another surname. Torres. And he's like, now it makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyway, Pablo, if you're listening, it was great to meet you the other day on Friday.
Hi, Pablo. And then we also saw some C1 material. We were talking about word building, word formation with nouns, verbs, adjectives. Right, Mickey?
That was exactly what I was going to say. Very good.
I have nothing else to add on
that subject other than today on C1 Material, we are going to be looking at 4 expressions that you need to know.
For what?
Just in general, in life.
For example, tell me one.
Tell me one that you need to know.
Yeah.
All right. One that you need to know is going to be to give somebody a head start.
Okay. All right. Okay, fine. I like that.
Yeah.
And, well, I didn't say it, but in trending topic, we're going to talk about TV. Okay? So we're not going to be on the radio. We're going to be on TV. Before we do any of that, let's talk about today's challenges.
Catch on. Though.
The Marta and Mickey Show.
Baugan Radio. Challengers ready.
All right, guys. So I don't know why there are so many hearts in my challenges or why there have been so many hearts in my challenges.
Yeah, a lot of hearts going on here.
But in this one, that's not a clue.
No clue.
No. I mean, there is a clue, but it's behind the heart. So my challenge for you guys is this. Oh, thank you. You're a star.
You're a star.
Yeah.
You're a star.
It's like you helped me so much. You're amazing. Thank you so much.
And you want us to translate that into Spanish, obviously, using an expression that maybe has something to do with a yellow, hot, gaseous object burning billions of years away.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Very, very good, Mickey. Very good. What's your challenge for me?
Now, my challenge is quite cryptic, the clue anyway. Now, there's been a bit of a debate online. Where do I begin? Did I make a mistake with the Spanish here?
En el caso improbable que le veas, I don't know, people are saying that you have to say de que le veas. It doesn't sound wrong to me, but the other problem was que lo veas.
Yeah.
But I think que lo veas, for me it's a thing, and que le veas is a person.
Yeah.
For me, es improbable que lo veas, el que, el partido. No, pero que le veas a quién, a él.
Yeah, now there was a specific listener who decided to correct me on this. All right, you know what? You know, you got to be humble in this business. You got to be humble and, you know, there's nobody here who doesn't have a grandmother. So I will accept the correction here. But, I mean, Towers, you read it out the way it should be read.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, for me, es en el caso improbable, maybe de que le vea, but I'm not too sure if that's 100% correct.
Anyway.
En el caso improbable, que le veas está bien.
There we go. We know that one is fine.
That's fine.
All right. So, anyway, guys, I want you to translate. The challenge is en el caso improbable.
Yeah.
That's really the difficult part that I want you to translate. And I want you to look very closely at the symbol that is behind the text.
Right.
Because if you recognize that symbol, then you will have two clues as to how to translate this. If you haven't done it already, guys, get on Twitter, get on Instagram, tweet us your answers. Towers, how can they find us on Twitter or Instagram?
Well, very easy. All you need to do is write at Marta y Miki. So @ Marta y Miki, both on Twitter and Instagram. And I have to say that I only have 11 answers. Miki has 12. Please, please, can you help me? Can you help me beat Miki?
Well, listen, one of those answers was a lovely listener correcting my Spanish.
Ah, well, then that doesn't count.
Although I have to say that I'm still waiting for that person, the mystery person,
right,
to translate into English.
Okay, so, well, if he wants to participate, all he needs to do is that.
Exactly.
Find us on Twitter, on Instagram. All right, guys, are you ready for some grammar? You know what? I like it. I really like it.
What do you like?
I like it. I like it. I like the grammar.
You like the grammar?
Yeah, I like it. I really like it. I like it a lot.
I love it.
A lot. That's what my son would say. I like it. I like grammar a lot.
You caught me off guard here. It sounds,
no, that's why I said grammar, because
yeah,
I knew what you were thinking.
Because you're like, I like it a lot.
I like grammar a lot.
Oh, do you?
I like grammar.
So you mean you really like grammar?
I really like grammar. So what are we going to work today? It's the verb like with an object after that, after like. Because a lot of students, and I've heard this before, is, do you like this? And they say, yeah, I like. And I say, I like what? Do you like what?
Yeah, because you know what? In Spanish, you wouldn't have to say, you could, is it correct to say, you can't say me lo gusta?
No.
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 Because, or me gusta lo?
No.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
No, me gusta.
Because in English, you need the subject.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Me gusta, te gusta. But in English, you just say, I like it. She likes that. She likes grammar, for example. She likes pronouns. She likes rings. All right?
Write it down, people. She likes rings.
All right. So it's very important that you say you like something. You can't just say, I like. Okay? So, Miki, Amy, him a lot. You have to make a sentence with like.
Okay. Amy likes him a lot.
Very, very good. Now, pronoun for
she,
Amy?
She likes him a lot.
She does. Have you noticed?
I saw it. She really likes him a lot.
Yep, she likes him a lot. Ben, the proposal.
Well, Marta, Ben likes the proposal.
Very good. Pronouns?
He likes it.
Very good. He likes it. So, remember, we don't say he likes, because that's wrong. Okay? He likes something. Jenna?
Jenna.
Sounds like full.
In Spanish. Jenna. Yeah.
Jenna.
¿Qué te pasa?
I'm Jenna.
Estoy Jenna.
Jenna, the ring.
Jenna likes the ring a lot.
Very good. With pronouns?
She likes it a lot.
Very good. Simon, his new car a lot.
Simon likes his new car a lot.
And with pronouns?
Simon like. Oh, sorry. He likes it a lot.
Very good. Angela, puppy. What is a puppy?
A puppy is a baby dog.
Yeah, es un perrito.
Cachorro.
Un cachorro. Ay, un perrito.
Un perrito.
Anyway.
You couldn't think of the Spanish.
No.
It's a good thing I'm here today with my excellent Spanish ability.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. So, can you repeat? Angela, puppy.
Angela likes the puppy a lot.
Okay, very good. Pronouns?
She likes it a lot.
Steve, laptop a lot.
Now, Steve likes his laptop a lot.
Very good. Can you rephrase with really?
Steve really likes his laptop.
Very good. Rachel, the new restaurant.
Oh, wow. Rachel likes the new restaurant.
And now a lot.
Rachel likes the new restaurant a lot.
Very good. And now with really?
Rachel really likes the new restaurant.
Very, very good. Vicky, champagne a lot.
Vicky likes champagne too much.
Too much. Demasiado. And with really?
Vicky really likes champagne.
Oh, the puppy.
It's a puppy.
The puppy. Okay, ask me that question.
Marta, does Vicky really like champagne?
Yes, she really likes champagne. Ask me if I like champagne.
Do you like champagne?
Yeah, I like it.
Do you like it. Do you like it a lot?
Nah, I like it.
You like it?
Yeah. Do you like it? Do you like champagne?
I prefer Prosecco, I would have to say, but wow. I'm not much of a wine drinker or a champagne drinker.
It's no, not you're really, not a wine drinker.
Not really my thing.
No?
Ask me what my thing is.
What is your thing?
What's your thing? What are you laughing about? That's a fair. What's your thing?
Yeah. What's your thing?
What's your thing? My thing is beer.
All right.
My thing.
All right.
So
yeah.
What's your thing?
I think my thing is red wine. I love red wine. I love beer as well.
But would you not say, in English, this expression, what's your thing, is like, what are you partial to?
Yeah, que te gusta, no?
Yeah.
Que es lo tuyo?
Exactly.
No?
Que es lo tuyo? What's your thing? But could you say that in Spanish directly? ¿Cuál es tu cosa?
No.
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 No, nobody would understand you. If you
¿Qué
said
es lo
that.
Tuyo?
¿Qué es lo tuyo? ¿Qué es lo que te gusta?
Yeah.
No?
What's your thing? What's your thing?
My thing is red wine.
My thing is beer.
But it also depends on the moment of the day.
Fair enough.
Anyway, James, Chloe a lot.
Wow, James likes Chloe a lot.
And now it's really.
James really likes Chloe.
Do you like Chloe? You think she's nice?
You know, no complaints. Decent.
Yeah, but you have to use like.
Sorry. Yeah, I like her.
I don't like her.
No?
No. I don't like her.
So we did a whole activity here about liking something a lot, but what's the negative?
I don't like it. I don't like something.
Now, what about using an adverb? Because I like it a lot. What's the opposite of I like it a lot?
I don't like it at all.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Do you like white wine? You have to answer with at all.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
No, I really like it.
Really?
I really like white wine.
So you really like it and I don't like it at all.
Yeah, and then there's something else that when you say really in the affirmative, it means a lot. But when you say in the negative, it's kind of the opposite. So for example, I really like red wine, but I don't really like white wine.
Yeah, and here you're right, because the really in this case is more like...
What's that? A cat.
It's a sound.
It's more a cat than anything.
It's a sound that people make when they are not sure, you know?
Yeah, I don't really like it.
What do you think about white wine?
Is that what you do?
Yeah, that's what I do. That's what I do. I make noises.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Imagine. Ask me what I think about Bill.
What do you think about Bill? Bill is a person.
Just a person. Just a dude.
A random person.
One more time. Ask me what I think about Bill.
What do you think about Bill?
See, sometimes you don't need to speak any languages.
But that's the sound I make when I get up in the morning. When I open my eyes, I go,
You know, it's the sound, I suppose you need to be able to see the face as well, but it's the sound of indifference.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. So I don't really like him.
It's like, you said,
really
what do you
like
think?
Him.
Well, what do you think of this beer? Try it. That sound. That's the sound of indifference.
All right. Thank you very much, Mickey, for teaching us all those sounds.
Great sounds. Make sure you practice awesome. Those sounds at home.
Very useful. All right, guys. And now we're going to move on to the remake.
Action.
All right, so today we're going to remake a film that I love. Well, I loved because I watched it when I was, I think, when I was younger, definitely, for sure. Chocolat?
Oh, it's a French movie.
I think, well, that's how you pronounce it, right? In French?
I don't know. I don't speak French.
It's not a French movie, but that's how you pronounce that word, right?
For me,
how would you pronounce it?
Chocolate.
Chocolate. No, chocolat.
Okay.
Chocolat. I mean, I'm sorry, French listeners, but that's a movie that we're going to remake. It's about chocolate, of course.
Chocolate in French.
Yeah.
Does that mean we have to speak with a French accent?
I can't do that in English. I can in Spanish, but I can't do that in English.
Shall we do the remake?
Your French accent is really good. Okay, so today's remake is The Shopping List. There we go. Do you have the shopping list? What do we need?
Yeah, I have the list. We really need milk and we need cream for dessert.
Okay, milk and cream. What else?
Oh, look at all that chocolate. I absolutely love chocolate. Shall we buy some?
Yeah, why not? What else do we need?
Milk, dark or white? Which do you prefer?
I don't mind. You choose.
I like all of them. Milk chocolate is probably my favorite, though. But lots of people like dark chocolate.
Paul, but what do we need?
Maybe both, then.
Paul, listen to me. What do we need?
But with or without nuts.
Paul. I need you to concentrate. We don't have much time before the dinner party, and we need to clean the house, cook dinner, make dessert.
Okay. Calm down. You don't need to be so grumpy.
I'm not grumpy. I just don't want to be late. And I don't want to spend lots of money on things that we don't need.
Don't need? What do you mean we don't need chocolate? Everyone needs chocolate. Chocolate makes everything better.
Okay, you're right. Chocolate is the food of the gods, but we don't really need so many bars.
But everyone likes different chocolate.
Yes, but we need to choose. We only need one bar, Paul.
We need more than one. Oh, and look, mint and orange too? I think we need 3 or 4 bars. One plain milk chocolate, one plain dark chocolate, then maybe a bar of milk chocolate with nuts and a bar of dark chocolate with mint. What do you think? Do you think we need dark chocolate and orange?
Okay, Paul. I don't care. Get all 5. Now, what else do we need? Paul.
I think Paul...
Paul.
Paul, he's a bit out of control.
Oh, my God. Okay, so the first thing we're going to talk about this... I keep on calling it paragraph. It's the old habit.
It's a remake.
The remake or this dialogue is dessert. Dessert. Dessert means postre. Okay? Don't confuse it with desierto. How do you say desierto?
Desert.
Desert. So dessert, desert.
That's right. Don't eat your dessert in the desert.
No, because it would melt. Probably.
Probably.
Mickey, what's your favorite dessert?
I would say my favorite dessert is a good slice of apple pie.
Nice. Ask me.
What's your favorite dessert? What's your thing?
I really like, my favorite dessert is chocolate cake.
Any type, what about like triple chocolate cake?
Yeah. As long as it has chocolate, I don't care how many different types.
Death by chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then I said, okay, we need milk and cream. What else? So what else means, ¿qué más? All right. ¿Qué más? ¿Qué más necesitamos? No, what else? Like the commercial?
Like George Clooney said.
But now it's important that you don't translate it literally, because literally would be what more?
Ooh, you're right.
So in that case, it would be what else?
By the way, you said cream, but a lot of people confuse. What is cream?
We had this discussion on life one day. Cream is nata.
Cream is nata, yeah.
And then we didn't know how to say crema. Do you remember?
This is the problem. Yeah. Because, and in Spanish, in English, we have loads of different types you can have. You've got cooking cream, whipping cream.
Leche batida. That would be leche batida, probably. I really don't know.
Then you have crema para montar.
Yeah. Nata.
Nata
para montar.
Nata para montar.
You see? It's difficult.
Not, yeah, it's very difficult.
It's difficult. Okay. I don't mind you choose. I don't mind is me da igual. No, me da igual. Lo que quieras. Me da igual, pero no, but it's not rude. Okay. I think I don't care is maybe a bit... No,
I don't care. It's more like me trae sin cuidado.
Me la trae sin cuidado.
Me la trae.
Me la trae sin cuidado. I don't mind. Is whatever you choose. What else? Nuts. Nuts. Okay. Nuts. If you say like that, is loco. You're nuts.
Somebody can be nuts, or something can be nuts. Like, man, this situation is nuts.
Yeah, it's like it's crazy. But this is crazy.
Are you telling me the translation for nuts is frutos secos?
Yeah, frutos secos. I don't like nuts, for example. I do.
But what about nueces? Well, that's a particular type of nut.
Yeah,
like nut, nuez would be walnut.
Walnut, exactly.
Yeah,
I think.
Or is it walnut or hazelnut?
No, hazelnut is avellana. I'm confused. We're going to look it up. Guys, we're going to go on a break. But before we do that, let me tell you what you just missed if you tuned in right now. We talked about grammar. We talked about a common mistake, the verb like, that always has to be followed by something else. I like the radio. I like the book. I like it. And then we also did the remake of a film called Chocolat. I think that's how you say it in French. And we saw things like I don't mind, I don't care, and dessert and desert. Okay, so coming up, we have trending topics, C1 material, and a lot more. See you in 5 minutes.
You're listening to the Marta and Mickey Show.
Mountain Radio.
You're listening to Mom Radio. Do you want to improve your English? You're listening to the right radio. You're listening to Mom Radio.
Si los profesionales de su empresa no comunican eficazmente en inglés, su empresa no necesita clases de inglés. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente. Muchas son las empresas españolas que despilfarran el dinero contratando clases de inglés a diestro y siniestro. Café para todos y resultados para nadie. Dominar el inglés requiere enfoque, esfuerzo y un plan. En Baugen Empresas tenemos un plan. Un plan hecho a medida para su empresa. No nos interesa vender clases. Nos interesa conseguir soluciones. Y para ello, tenemos un apasionado equipo de profesores formados meticulosamente en el método Vaughan. Llama al 911-335831. 911-335831. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente.
Si lo que quieres es resolver el inglés y no solo dar clases año tras año, llama a Vaughan. Somos los únicos que te diremos la verdad, te marcaremos el camino.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. 91-133-5832.
Esta Semana Santa, tráelos a los cursos intensivos de Vaughan para niños. Disfrutarán de sus vacaciones mientras se divierten de verdad. Y aprenden inglés en nuestras clases intensivas de 4 horas diarias, de 4 a 17 años. Infórmate ya en el 911-335832 o en grupovaughan.com. Clases intensivas para niños y jóvenes en Semana Santa. 911-335832. Grupovaughan.com.
No importa cómo seas, si quieres aprender inglés, tenemos el curso de inmersión en España para ti. ¿Te gustaría vivir situaciones reales en inglés sin profesores? ¿O prefieres convivir con profesores Vaughan y recibir clases? Seas como seas, llámanos al 911-333-5833 y te informaremos sobre el curso de inmersión que mejor se adapte a ti.
Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 911-335-831 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Al entrar en el mercado laboral, lo único que cuenta es ser más atractivo que otros candidatos, gozar de mayor estimación. Y el aspecto que más impacta a una empresa cuando mira un candidato joven es su nivel de inglés. Si es muy alto, es contratado. Si no lo es, pues no. Aunque sea el número uno en su promoción, nuestro MIP, nuestro Máster en Inglés Profesional, resuelve este tema para el candidato. El Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Llámenos 911-33-5833. 911-33-5833. Esta Semana Santa, tráelos a los cursos intensivos de Vaughan para niños. Disfrutarán de sus vacaciones mientras se divierten de verdad. Y aprenden inglés en nuestras clases intensivas de 4 horas diarias, de 4 a 17 años. Infórmate ya en el 911-335-832 o en grupovaughan.com. Clases intensivas para niños y jóvenes en Semana Santa. 911-335-832. grupovaughan.com.
Mickey Show. Super happy to be here today. I don't know what day it is. What day is it? Wednesday? Tuesday?
I don't know, but
honestly, I really don't know. It's Tuesday.
It's one of those days where you just kind of feel like a beer.
Oh, wow. Do you feel like a beer right now?
I you know what? I wouldn't mind right now. This is going to sound like a bad joke, but it's not. I would actually enjoy a Corona right now. I would, with a lime.
Yeah.
With a lime. I enjoy a nice Corona.
I would have a nice beer right now.
Yeah,
really cold beer. Yeah. Anyway, we can't. So, guys, I hope you can have a beer. And if you can't, all you can do is listen to us. Because I think that's how you can, you know, get those fresh vibes and have fun. So that's what you need to do. All right, guys, let me tell you what we did in the first block in case you missed it. We worked on the verb like. That's very important because whereas in Spanish you say me gusta, in English you don't say me like, okay? I
like
I like beer, for example, like, as Mickey would say, I like beer, I like red wine, I like it, okay? You can't just simply say I like. And then we were doing the shopping, okay? So we were talking about the shopping list and we were talking about chocolates. And chocolate. Different types of chocolate, I think.
What's your favorite type of chocolate, by the way?
Milk chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of dark chocolate, but I'm partial to a bit of mint chocolate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I like milk chocolate and white chocolate, too.
Coffee-flavored chocolate.
Oof. No, I don't like that.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, because it's coffee, it's not chocolate.
It's coffee-flavored chocolate. By the way, my wife came back from Ireland on... When was it? What day was it? Sunday. And she picked me up a bar of gin-flavored chocolate.
Nice.
Yeah. Irish gunpowder gin-flavored chocolate. And I took a bite. Ask me what it tasted of.
What did it taste of?
Can you imagine? Gin? It tasted of gin and chocolate.
Amazing.
So it was like a bite of chocolate and you're like, this chocolate. And then the aftertaste was gin. By the way, ask me what song is playing right now.
What song is playing right now?
This is a song called Tirsa song, and it is by a group whose name I can't quite remember right now, but it is from the lovely country of Suriname. And this reminds me, because we've got an event on Saturday, the 14th of March. It won't be cancelled, not that we know of. It's still going to go ahead. Come along. It's the Village Tap Room down on Calle Martin de los Herros. All right. Number 28. And we will be playing music while you get to drink cheap beer, pints for the pint of half pints.
I like that.
And in Spanish, you say pintas a precio de
pintas a... pintas a precio de media pinta.
Exactly, yeah. But I find it interesting you say pintas a precio, and in English we say pints for the price of...
Yeah, you can also say pintas por el precio de media pinta.
Por el, it's the same, it's the same.
Al precio, yeah, you can say both.
So if you are in Madrid on Saturday at 6 o'clock, come on down to the Village Tap Room on Calle Martín de los Herros, number 28. It's right between Plaza España and Templo de Debod.
Oh, nice.
And there's going to be a lot of people down there. Kyle Miller is going to be there. Fitz is going to be there. I'm going to be there. I think Alberto Alonso is going to come down. And we might have a special guest appearance from Marta Towers.
Maybe Saturday, you said.
Saturday,
what
I said.
What time?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, okay.
Until 2 in the morning.
All right. Ooh. Ooh. All right, guys. Now, let's go back to the show. We're going to review today's challenges. Mickey, thank you. Thank you for the offer. You're a star. You're going to pay for all my drinks?
Absolutely. Thank you. Well, they're half
you're
price.
A star,
they're half
you're
price.
A star. So you're a star. How would you say that, guys? How would you say you're a star? It's something that you say when someone, you know, is nice to you, somebody helps you, and you say, oh, thank you very much. You're a star.
Man, you're a star. You're a star. You're a legend. Thank you.
You would say legend.
I would say legend. Yeah, I kind of overuse legend a bit. I think I'm becoming aware of that now. A lot of people, But anyway, no, I like star. Maybe I'll use star more now in the future.
And what's your challenge?
My challenge is the following. En el caso improbable de que le veas.
Okay. Mm. What? Do I need to tell him something?
Yeah, no, en el caso improbable de que le veas. It's very unlikely you will see this man.
Okay.
But if you do... And there's an expression that I want you to use that has something to do with a very well-known button that you can see in the background of that image. That's the only clue I'm going to give you, but it's a pretty cool clue. I'm very excited about this clue, by the way.
Yeah, he's very proud of it.
Very proud of it. Very proud. Hello. And yeah, guys, if you haven't already participated, get on Twitter, Instagram. The handle is Marta y Mickey, or just type in the name of the show.
Okay, guys, which is the Marta and Mickey show.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say that.
All right, guys, are you ready for some vocabulary? Let's talk about television. This is trending topic.
Trending topic.
Welcome to Big Brother. Yay!
You know what? I was going to ask you, what music is this? I don't recognize it.
Yeah, this is Big Brother Spain.
You know I've never seen an episode of Big Brother in my life.
Really?
I don't know what it is.
You're kidding me.
I honestly don't. I know nothing about it. I think the idea is that people fight against each other.
Yeah, well, that's the purpose. No, I mean, the idea is that they live in a house for 3 months. That's it. People
that's
who
it.
Don't know each other and who are completely different.
All right.
Yep. Anyway, guys, let's talk about TV, about television. And let's start with some key sentences, and then we're going to talk about genres. TV genres.
I would say genres.
Genres. It's very difficult to say that. But genres is also good, right?
I don't know.
Maybe British? No?
I don't know.
Okay.
I would say genre, but I mean...
Genre. Okay.
It's like that j sound, like television genre.
Okay. So my first sentence for you guys. ¿Puedes bajar el volumen, por favor? Está todo trapo.
Can you turn down the volume or can you turn down the TV? It's blaring.
Blaring, a todo trapo.
A todo trapo. Is that what you say? Yeah, is it?
Yeah, a todo trapo. This is Survivors, Spain.
Again, no idea.
So yeah, a todo trapo means really loud.
And okay. In English, there's this great... No, in fact, blaring is a verb.
Can you use it for the radio as well?
Yeah, anything that is sonando muy fuerte.
Yeah, same as in Spanish then.
No, but it's a verb. Spanish. It's a verb in English. Like, you know, hey, Marta, oh my God, your phone is blaring. Turn it down.
Got it. No soporto los realities.
Yeah, that's me. I can't stand reality television.
Mm-hmm, I can't stand it. Ella ve 12 horas la tele al día. ¿Qué tele adicta?
She watches 12 hours of TV a day. What a couch potato.
Sorry. Ote, Ote. Operación Triunfo.
Operación Triunfo.
I was like, Ote? What is Ote?
No, Operación Triunfo. Is this the one with the music?
Yeah.
This one I used to watch.
Okay. One more. No he visto el último capítulo aún. No me lo arruines.
I haven't seen the last episode yet. Don't spoil it for me.
Very, very good.
Of course, you know the noun from spoil it, to spoil, is a spoiler.
A spoiler, yeah. And spoil also means malcriar. You're spoiling her.
Yeah, no? A spoilt child is a child that has had... too much of everything.
Yes. Now, let's talk about genres.
Okay.
Did I get it right now?
You nailed it. Genres. You sound very, very French now.
Genre. All right. News. We're going to talk about news. That's one of the genres that I'd like to talk about. News, las noticias, los informativos. No veo los informativos mucho, pero mi presentadora favorita es Mónica Carrillo.
Okay, I don't watch the news much, but my favorite anchor is Mónica Carrillo.
Very, very good. Anchor, very good. Mi presentadora. All right, this is for the news.
I know this one because I watch the news.
Okay, how would you say un programa de entrevistas? How would you say that?
I would say that's more like a talk show.
Talk show. So, for example, Oprah is the queen of talk shows.
Absolutely. Oprah is the queen of a lot of things, but she is the queen of talk show hosts in the U.S.
Now, another one. How would you say una telenovela?
Telenovela, would you also say in Spanish culebrón?
Yeah, culebrón.
Soap opera.
Very good. We usually say that too. Maybe I'm telling you a story. I'm like, you know that? Mary was going out with John, and then John started going out with Mary's best friend, and then Mary's best friend, blah, blah, blah.
And then Mary's best friend cheated on, and then Mary and Maria ended up getting together.
So that's a culebrón. And
by the way, do you know why in English a soap opera is called a soap opera?
No idea.
Because what does it have to do with jabón?
I have no idea.
Because they used to advertise washing detergent on the shows.
Really?
For the housewives.
Now, my question is, why is it called culebrón in Spanish? okay.
Maybe it's because a culebrón is a type of snake.
Yeah, it's una culebra grande.
And it has... and it has... I don't know. Muchas giras.
I really don't know. Okay, one more. Un concurso. How would you say concurso?
Concurso. Game show.
Game show. Very good. Wow. Okay. What a soap opera.
What a culebrón.
Are you ready for your thing?
What is my thing? What do I do? My thing is, at this stage of the game, a little bit of C1 material. It is time to take it up a notch.
Prepara tu C1, compuesto por dos libros, uno de vocabulario y el otro de gramática. A través de los temas más vistos en exámenes oficiales a nivel C1, estos dos libros presentan el léxico y la gramática más importantes para superar dicho nivel. Supera el C1 en baugantienda.com, envío gratis, en delegaciones Baugan y en librerías y puntos de venta autorizados. Take it up a notch.
Everybody, welcome to another installment of Take It Up a Notch, the 7-minute class dedicated to preparing your C1, any C1 material. Towers.
Yes.
Are you ready to learn some expressions today?
Come on. I really want to learn expressions.
Today's episode or installment, call it whatever you want to, is dedicated to learning four expressions that you need to know. Ask me why you need to know them.
Why do I need to know those expressions?
The expressions we're going to look at today are very high frequency expressions. They're not archaic. They're not out of date. They're not low frequency. What do I mean by high frequency?
That you use them a lot?
Yeah, you use them a lot, or you hear them a lot. And the first one, I told you about this one earlier because you asked, so I told you. The first expression we're going to look at, and we're going to define it, and then we're going to practice using it, is to give someone a head start. To give someone a head start. Now, this expression means to give someone an advantage. All right? Literally, in a race, if I give you a head start, that means that you start one head in front of me.
Right.
Yeah, it means to give someone an advantage, to give someone more possibilities of winning. All right. Now, we can use this literally or metaphorically to give someone a head start. Marta, as a mother, do you want to give your children a head start in life?
Of course, I want to give them a head start in life.
Now, do you think it's a good idea to... Do you think all children should be given a head start in life?
Yeah, I think all children should be given a head start in life.
Absolutely. And do you think schools should be giving children a head start when it comes to technology?
Absolutely. Schools should be giving kids a head start in technology.
Yeah, when it comes to technology.
When it comes to technology.
Yeah. A lot of schools now are doing this by, they're giving their students a head start by making them do their coursework and their homework on tablets, laptops, Chromebooks, all of these things. So this is a metaphorical meaning of to give someone a head start. Here's the literal meaning. All right. Now, Marta, would you say that you're a fast person?
Fast in what sense?
Fast, like you can run fast.
No.
No. But small people are often quite fast.
Yeah, and you know what? I was really good at running. I was always competing. We call it velocidad.
Speed. Like
that was my thing.
That speed. Speed was your thing. Speedy towers.
Speedy towers.
All right. Now, if you and I were to have a race, would you give me a head start?
No, I wouldn't give you a head start if we were racing.
Yeah, if we were racing, you wouldn't give me a head start.
No, I wouldn't.
But do you think that I could beat you without a head start?
You could beat me without a head start.
Okay, you're being very modest here. All right.
I mean, anyway. I'm fast, but I'm not that fast.
Well, you don't know how fast I am. All right, second expression that you need to know, to be second to none. To be second to none. What does that mean? To be second to none.
I don't know.
It means to be the best.
El segundo de nadie.
Or another.
Another.
It could be second to none means that there is no number two.
So I'm the best, yeah.
Yeah. Literally, if you think about it, like you come in, you finish second to no other person. Therefore, you're number one.
So you're second to none.
Second to none means the best. The best. Would you say that this radio show is second to none?
I would say this radio show. Radio show?
Radio show.
Ah, okay. Yeah, this radio show is best to none.
Second to none.
This radio show is second to none.
It's second to none. Would you share? I can't speak English now.
We can't.
Well, yeah, we can't speak today. Would you say that this company is second to none?
Yeah, this company is second to none.
What about me? Would you say that I'm second to none?
Mickey, you are second to none.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. I kind of put words in your mouth there. Expression number three, a game changer. A game changer, or a lot of the time we say a real game changer. Have you heard this before?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a game changer. What a game changer. Or, wow, this is a real game changer. It means something or somebody that significantly changes the outcome.
Yeah.
What is outcome?
El resultado.
El resultado, exactly. So something that changes the result or the outcome is a game changer. Let's say, I don't know, a game changer. Imagine that you had to walk to work.
Yes.
That is a game changer.
That's a game changer. Oh, yeah.
Now, it doesn't necessarily be, that's not a positive thing. Yeah. How long would it take you to walk to work?
Wow, it would take me, I really don't know.
A couple hours?
A couple of, more, even more.
Maybe more.
More, yeah.
3 hours.
Maybe, yeah.
So imagine that you had to walk to work.
Yeah.
And you have to be here at 8 o'clock in the morning. You'd have to leave your house at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, that would be a real game changer.
No, not a good game changer.
No,
that's a real game changer. A real game changer. It doesn't have to be good, though. Now, let's imagine that you always walk to work 3 hours in the morning and 3 hours in the evening. And then you get a car.
Yeah. That is a good game changer.
That's a real game changer. It's in this case, it's a good game changer. Last but not least, expression number 4 that you need to know, all right, to have high hopes. To have high hopes. What does it mean if you have high hopes?
That you're expecting a lot from a situation, from someone,
exactly,
or something.
Yeah, you've got a good feeling, you've got a strong feeling that something good will happen. So I could say, Marta, I have high hopes for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I won't disappoint you.
That means that my expectations for your future are high. They're good. I have high hopes for you.
Nice.
And of course, every parent has high hopes for their children.
Yep.
Do you have high hopes for this weekend?
I have high hopes for this weekend. I haven't thought about it, really.
Yeah. Now, listen, we all need our hopes to be high in this current climate. So, guys, that was Prepare Your C1, the mini segment dedicated to preparing you for any C1 exam. And, of course, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Prepare Your C1. Towers, I believe it's time for us to go to the
challenges.
Time to go to the scorecards.
All right, guys, so very quickly, because we don't have much time, my challenge to you was, Mickey, you are a star.
Well, you know, thank you. You didn't have to say it publicly.
No, I mean, how do you translate that?
Oh, how embarrassing. How embarrassing.
Yeah,
oops.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you translate that into Spanish?
Have I heard people saying eres una estrella? No. Eres un sol.
I would say eres un sol.
Eres un sol.
Yeah, eres una estrella. Okay, made sense. I understand it. Pero eres una estrella if you're famous. Do you know what I mean? Eres una estrella. Toda una estrella.
Okay, so it's not the same meaning.
No, eres un sol. Es, ay, qué majo. Eres un sol. Eres un solete, like Dan is saying. Okay, let's check some of the answers we got on Instagram, on Twitter. Alberto Ledano, I can read that one. Harold, eres un amor. Yeah, eres un crack, dice Tomeu. I'm going to read some of them because we don't have time. Sorry, my English. Eres la caña, eres genial, un crack, eres lo más. Very good. Eres la leche. Yes, very good. That was Joaquín Lázaro. Eres mi lucero, says Ismael. I love that. Eres un ángel. Yeah. I've heard that too.
Guys,
very good.
I'm touched. Everyone is being so nice to me right now.
It's not about you. It's not.
Sorry.
That was never the case. Anyway, Mar Romera, eres la caña. Jesús Mendoza, eres un cielo. Yes, eres un cielo. Eres un amor, I would say too. That's where Unicorn Repress, whatever it says. Ami Rojano, eres un sol. Corremontes, eres un amor. Friend 1984 says, eres un sol, como vosotros, sois un sol.
Listen, that guy, he's my favorite. Efren, legend.
Yeah, guys, Maque Gonza, eres una estrella, Michelangelo 74, en dos palabras, inclonable.
Oh, I like it, unclonable.
Like that. Unclonable.
Unclonable, that's not a word in English, but I like it.
I like it too, thank you very, very much, guys. Now, I don't know yours, Mickey.
Now.
No idea.
En el caso improbable de que le veas. Any ideas there, Towers?
No, no idea.
Now, what I was looking for here, in the background, you can see a very famous button, a symbol that is on a lot of buttons that you use to turn something on or turn something off.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so the expression I was looking for is on the off chance you Ooh. See him.
Ooh.
On the off, on off, on off, on the off chance you see him. On Instagram, Mar Romero says, in the unlikely event that you see him. That is a perfect translation. Let's see here. Corremontes says, so, in the unlikely case you see him. That's also perfect. Jessica Acosta. Si le ves, que no le verás, no le digas nada. I don't know what that means. Bello Lav says, on the off chance that you see him. Bello Lav, you nailed it. Very good. Chris O'Beast says, in the improbable case or scenario, you see him. That works. Kira, if you happen to see him. That one works perfectly. Awesome. And on Twitter, if you see him by a lucky fluke, Mr. Goodnight, I like it. Rafa May, on the off chance you see it. Very good. On the off chance you see it. In the unlikely case that you see him or you saw him, Lola says that. Very good. Roma Mundi, on the off chance. Very good. Story My English says, in the remote chance. Yeah, that works. Joaquin Lázaro, you nailed it. On the off chance that you see him. Javi Alonso, if by sheer serendipity you saw him. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely gobsmacked.
No idea about that.
Javi Alonso, that's a pretty awesome translation. Ismael says, in the remote case, it's not really something that we would say, guys. The most common way is to say on the off chance, like Jessica Mejia said. Upitili says, in the off chance, be careful, it's on the off chance.
On the off, on and off.
On and off, on and off. And happy Corona Tuesday to everybody from Upitili. Thank you to everybody who participated today. On the off chance that you want to re-listen to this show, don't forget that it's available in a podcast format. So subscribe and download the podcast at your leisure.
I like it. That's the grammar point we did. I like something. I like it. I like him. I like them. I like this show. We also talked about, we did a remake of a film called Chocolate. We were talking about a shopping list, trending topic on television. We were talking about different types of shows like soap operas, culebrones, and see one material. We talked about three expressions.
Four.
That you really need to know that and a lot more. Guys, see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
You're listening to the Marta and Mickey Show.
Baugen Radio.
You're listening.
Baugen Radio.
En Baugentown hay un antes y un después. El antes es inseguridad, titubeo, fastidio. El después es confianza, convicción y arrojo. Y esto en solo 6 días.
El mayor ambiente lingüístico jamás creado. Con la mayor variedad de acentos nativos nunca antes reunidos. Baugentown, el pueblo anglo de Baugan. Baugentown, rechaza imitaciones. Infórmate en el 911-335-833.
Baugentown, cambia tu inglés ya.